Welcome to the Podcash, a podcast dedicated to highlighting the incredible students, staff, and community we have here in the Cache County School District. We are your hosts. I'm Tim Smith.
And I'm Gary Thomas. Join us as we hit the road to visit schools across the district and explore what makes learning in Cache County such an awesome adventure. Before we begin our podcast today, we want to take a moment to honor and thank our service members, veterans, and military families in our community. Many of our schools hold a Veterans Day assembly to express appreciation and respect for our veterans. Let's take a moment to listen to a patriotic song performed by the Canyon Colt Choir from Canyon Elementary School, led by Barbara Scheidler.
In this episode of the podcast, we're traveling out to Nibley Elementary to participate in their annual Family STEAM Night. Many of our elementary schools hold STEAM or STEM nights, which offer an opportunity for students and their families to come together and discover more about STEAM subjects. Favorite part of the STEAM or STEM nights is the community partners from across Cache Valley that join us, setting up tables with STEAM activities and experiments that engage and pique interest. Tonight at Nibley Elementary, in addition to the community partner tables, there are a variety of teacher-led STEAM activities in classrooms throughout the school.
This is going to be fun. Let's ride. Welcome to the Nibley Elementary STEAM Night. These are kind of exciting and fun, Tim. I don't know if you've ever been to a STEAM Night.
You know, I haven't, Gary. I haven't been to a STEAM Night before, and I'm excited to be here tonight. What's the difference between STEM and STEAM?
Well, hang on. Before we get there, I got to tell you about one of our rock star teachers. Sandy Curtis here can answer that question for us, though, because she is a master at STEM versus STEAM.
Well, actually, as we all know, STEM is four names: science, technology, engineering, and math. But we're going to throw a little bit of art, and that's what creates the STEAM.
Awesome. Art.
I like it. Now, when you create that STEAM, does it only take place in a science class or a math class or an art class? Talk to me a little bit about what you do as a teacher to integrate STEAM into your whole day.
Well, that's exactly right. We integrate all throughout the core. And a typical experience was today in our interreading. We've been reading about the Statue of Liberty and why it's green. Well, you know where that's going to lead, right? So we're going to go ahead, and I showed a little video clip of how it was made. And then we took out the dimensions and see how big their nose was compared to the big nose on the Statue of Liberty. And they were just amazed. You mean? That's an optical illusion. So the words, erosion, weathering, they learned 600 lightning bolts a year hit the Statue of Liberty. And they were just like, well, can we learn about this? Can we go to this page? And the next thing you know, I'm like, okay, science is over. Reading's over. We've got to move on. And so we came back again this afternoon. They said, wait, we're not done. The excitement, the enthusiasm, and they just cannot wait to see those pennies tomorrow. And it's an opportunity for them to see that school is not just about reading and writing. It's about learning and exploring and discovering, dreaming big, and realizing they can make things happen.
Thank you.
I've got another teacher here. We've got Nicole James that has joined us. I understand you guys are here as teachers on your own dime and your own time tonight. This is above and beyond. This is not part of your contract day. So talk to me a little bit about the planning that went into this and why you think it's worth it.
Okay, so first I'll talk about why I think it's worth it. I think that STEAM is especially important in this industry that we live in with all of the different jobs that are available. And it's a way for us to give kids access to things that they might not otherwise receive access to at home. And it gives them an opportunity to be able to see what kind of jobs they could be interested in as they move through middle school and into high school and then into college. So it's just that exposure. And I think that for me, I'm really passionate about it because I think that integrating STEAM into my everyday lessons makes learning so much fun. So with that said, the way that it kind of has been planned in our school is that we have a committee that is dedicated to planning these kinds of events, but all of our teachers have a buy-in because we are all passionate about teaching, and this is a way that kids can be invested in their own learning. And so we use different kinds of tools. I have an infrared camera that I've gotten through a grant, and then like heat temperature thermometers, things like that. And so we spend a whole unit planning and building a home with like school materials, and then being able to see how that can translate into like their everyday life. Like they become more conscientious about, you know, in the winter that they open the blinds during the day and close them at night. Just small things that they can see that even as a kid, they can impact how their family lives now.
You can feel the enthusiasm here tonight. And we super appreciate all of the hard work the two of you have put in to this night and to make this possible. It's dedicated educators like you that make a difference. And we appreciate that.
Yes, thank you. I just came across right here in the hallway, Bev Sanders. Bev, is kind of at our district level over our science and math, our STEAM coordinator, you might say. Bev, would you like to say anything to our listeners about this STEAM night here at Nibley Elementary?
It is such a fun night. We love having the community partners come and join us, and the kids and families love it. It's so fun to see the connection between what we learn in the schools and what career paths are available for our kids. It's a fun, fun night.
I understand that you are maybe the kind of behind-the-scenes person that arranges some of these community partners. How has that been received by our community partners, and how has it been maybe a win-win for both our schools and for them?
You know, it's some work, but I have a list of 30 partners that work with us, and we join forces, and they come and support us, and we try and give them some visibility in our schools so that they can see what we're doing, and they're able to say, hey, I can see you're doing computer science. We love that because we need workers who can do computer science. And so it's been great on both sides, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, Bev, thank you for your extra efforts that you put in to make this available for our students and for our parents here in our community. So thank you. All right, let's step into the gym and check out all the STEAM activities that our community partners have set up.
I'm down here with the Nora Eccles Museum of Art, and I want to learn a little bit about how they're relating art to science, technology, engineering, and math. Shannon, do you have just a minute to explain to Gary and I what this booth's all about when it comes to art integrating into the sciences?
Okay. This whole display is about ceramics. Ceramics is a clay medium, and it is all about science. So clay, first of all, comes from the ground. So you talk to your earth scientists, and they know geologically it's several layers deep into our earth, but it's made out of decomposed rock. And then clay also is, scientists use chemistry. They use all sorts of chemical formulas because what happens to clay under heat is it changes into ceramic.
That's really interesting information. Thanks, Shannon. Let's step over here and see what's happening at this table.
We're at one of our community partner booths. This is OFER, if I can read that, laser measurement. And we've got a couple of kids doing some work with lasers. Excuse me, what's your name?
Ben.
Ben, what are you doing here at this booth with lasers?
I'm trying it out.
Okay. You are?
I'm Carl.
Carl, who are you with?
I'm with Ophir Spyricon. It's a little company in the Valley that does laser beam analysis.
That's wonderful. Could you tell us a little bit about this booth and what the purpose of this is?
It's to help people understand some of the basic science related to optics and light. And since we deal a lot with laser beams, it helps. This first one over here kind of demonstrates how that there's other frequencies of light that we can't see that have different properties. So that's the ultraviolet. This kind of demonstrates how you can modulate a light beam to send information across the laser beam. And just a lot of the physical properties of ultraviolet and materials and things.
Well, let's go look at some classrooms and see what's happening in the classrooms.
I think there's something going on here in the computer lab, Gary. Let's step in a moment and see what's going on in here.
Process, how many of you have seen 3D printers before? Most of us, right? Especially if you've been around my classroom, you've seen the 3D printers.
They are in the process of designing keychains here in the computer lab. They have 3D printers, and these students will have the opportunity to design and print their own keychain.
That's really cool. Let's head out to the next classroom and see what else there is to discover.
All right, which one are we going in?
Well, you pick.
It might be...
I think the balloons and everything kind of tell you which classrooms have things
in
them,
Gary. That looks like the exciting one. All right, we are going to start talking around here.
Oh, there looks like to be some exciting things going on in this classroom.
All right, we are starting right over here. All right, what is going on in this classroom?
We are using the SkyView app, and it's an app where it virtually allows the kids to see the different placement of planets and stars within the solar system. Like inside or outside, you can use it. So they can point it and find exactly where the moon is, where is Saturn, where is Jupiter. And if they click on them, it tells you even more information about.
You know, I've used this at home on my iPad, and it's amazing. You can hold it up to the sky and look at the constellation you're looking at and get an explanation or find out something's a planet and not a star.
And it works here in the classroom even.
Yep. Like there's Leo. You just point and click on Leo, and it tells you a little bit more about him. And you can get even further information into what that is. So, and then you go around, you can find the sun, the different planets, and they can click on it and learn about Mercury right there that we just found.
Wow. Okay, does this work night or day?
Night or day, inside or outside.
Very cool. Thank you for sharing. All right, can you tell me what's going on over here?
We are doing an experiment with static electricity. So they're drawing their faces of their ghosts on their tissue, they rub their balloon on their head, and then they make their ghost fly.
Yeah. Let's see who can create the most static electricity. All right, here we go. On the head, Gary. 1, 2, 3.
All right, we're trying this. All right. I can feel the static. Oh, mine's
coming up, Gary. Here we go. I'm at least moving mine. Oh! All right. Neither one of us got much electricity going on here. Must be an age thing.
I was going to say, the kids can do a much better job than we can. Tim, let's go down this other hall. There's got to be something down there.
Way down at the end here?
Yeah.
Oh, we've got gravity and circuit maze toys. All right.
All right.
All right, I've found a table here, Gary, and they've got some blocks that they're building here. It's called a gravity maze. What's going on here? Can you tell us?
Yeah, they have to take one of these cards, and it tells them how to set it up, and then they have to add these pieces to the grid to make the ball go from the top down to the red one.
So this looks exciting, and what's your name?
Riley.
Riley, how long have you been working at this?
I'm going to say 1 minute.
1 minute? You've made a lot of... 5 minutes. Well, I was going to say, you've made a lot of progress here. How close do you think you are at being done?
A bit close.
Yeah, she thinks you're close here. This is exciting. All right, he's picking up the steely. He's going to drop it. Oh, almost. Let's try that one more time, Riley. You were really close on that. Okay, she's going to hold it. Okay, here goes the steely again. Oh, all the way to the end. Give me a high five, Riley. That was awesome.
What is your name?
Aria.
Aria, can you tell me what you are doing here?
We're doing, I don't know what it's called, critic maze.
You don't know what it's called? Should we check with the teacher?
We're making circuit mazes.
Awesome. So you're dealing with some electricity. What is a circuit?
I kind of know.
You kind of know? What is a circuit?
Battery. Blanks with white squares around them, they will light up.
Seriously, that is so cool. How old are you?
5.
You're 5 and you know all about circuits and electricity? What is your name, by the way?
Charlie S.
I like you, dude. You are very informative.
Thanks.
All right, we are going to let Aria continue to work on this, and we're going to continue working down the hallway here.
All right.
What is your name?
Cambry,
and what's your name?
Riley.
Riley, you guys are here at the STEAM Night at Nibley Elementary. What did you do? What did you learn? Tell me a little bit. You've got your arms full of stuff. What is all this stuff?
We learned like static electricity.
And how did you create static electricity?
We rubbed a balloon on our head.
What about you? What did you learn?
I learned
also static electricity.
All right, you both have balloons and the static electricity, I can tell, but you also both have like a straw with these rings of paper. What in the world are those straws and rings of paper?
It's like an arrow, I guess.
Like an arrow? Like when you'd shoot from a bow and they actually fly like an airplane. Did you guys make those? Fun. So what do you think? Should we have more STEM nights?
Yes.
Why?
Because they're fun and you can learn.
All right. And whose class are you in?
Forbush.
Forbush. And whose class are you in?
Peterson's.
Peterson. Well, thank you for spending just a few minutes with me tonight. You guys have a fun rest of your night. Are you guys just about ready to leave for the evening? Yes. You're wrapping it up. Could we talk to you for just 2 seconds? We're doing a podcast with the Cache County School District. We've interviewed teachers and students, but we haven't talked to any parents. Can you tell us? All right. Tell us a little bit about tonight, and was it beneficial for you and your family?
Yes, we had a great time. We brought our three boys here. They got to learn a lot about engineering. What else? Laser beams. What else?
Water.
Water. And what was this one?
And static electricity.
Static electricity. Yes, we had a great time, and yep. It was fun to be a family and just learn new things.
It was the best.
Wonderful. Well, I know with three boys at an activity like this, that's exhausting for a mom. So thank you for bringing them out. Would you do it again?
Yes.
Perfect. Thanks. You know, I ran into Sandy here in the gym, and she caught me, and she's got one thing she wants to make sure kids come away with tonight.
You know, kids in our classes, in all grades, some feel like, I just can't do math. It's too hard for me. But when they actually start in the basics, and then they get to transfer to something like this, math ignites. They can see that they can do it. We've got right over here coding. They're going to actually code their own keychain tonight. And they are seeing that math makes sense. Math is everywhere, and yes, they can do it. And I think that's what we're walking away with here tonight.
Very cool. It gives math a practical application in their life.
Gary, it's been such a great night here at Nibley Elementary and taking advantage of this STEAM night to learn some things about what our students are doing in the schools. Well, we want to thank the teachers here that have hosted this tonight and the principal, and we appreciate all the efforts of all the teachers that have gone into this evening. We appreciate our community partners. They've been absolutely fabulous to see what they brought into this school tonight and taking their own time to participate with these students.
You know, some people that we kind of forget about sometimes is this won't wrap up till after 8 o'clock tonight. And you can see the leaves that have been tracked in this hall. You can see just the amount of, the building and the use it's taken tonight. We'll have a crew that'll come in late tonight. We'll have custodians and sweepers that come in and clean this up and have it ready for tomorrow morning. And I don't think we can forget those folks because they have a lot of behind the scenes. I'm sure they were the ones that helped set a lot of this up, and now they're going to be the ones that help clean it up.
We do appreciate all that they do, and it'd be fun to spend some time talking with some of those custodians and just what goes on behind the scenes.
We're going to have to do that in a future episode. Thanks for listening to our podcast. The podcast posts bi-weekly, so make sure that you tune in and listen.
And be sure to visit our website at www.ccsdut.org/podcast, where there's more info about today's episode, as well as pictures.